So in Sankhya, is it before analysis that we know Krishna is supreme, or only after analysis we come to know? When we study this in bhakti, the literature, we often have a very ahistorical approach. Ahistorical approach means that we just, okay, all this knowledge is there and we are studying the knowledge. But actually, all this knowledge developed at different times in history. So Sankhya is a particular school of thought that developed from Vyasadeva. You know, Vyasadeva studied the Vedas and then he taught the Vedas. When he taught the Vedas to different disciples, they took up different aspects of the Vedas. And based on taking different aspects of the Vedas, they developed their own schools of thought. Originally, these schools of thought were meant to be progressive. Like first standard, second standard, third standard, fourth standard. So like that, these six systems of philosophy were meant to be progressive. Ultimately culminating in Vedanta, which leads to a Brahma reality, the ultimate spiritual reality. But over a period of time, these six branches, instead of being progressive, they became parallel. And then they became competitive. That means each developed its own epistemology, its own way of knowing, its own conceptions. And then eventually, say by the time of the Mahabharata, it says in Mahabharata, it said that there were three types of Sankhya. There is what is called as 24 Sankhya, 25 Sankhya and 26 Sankhya. 24 Sankhya is materialistic Sankhya, where only the material world is analyzed in 24 elements and that's all it is thought there is a reality. So that is the Sankhya which Prabhupada often condemns when he says atheistic Sankhya of Kapila. That Kapila is different from the Kapila. So then there is another Sankhya, that is 25 Sankhya, that is the monistic Sankhya, where the 24 elements are analyzed and then after that the 25th element is the spiritual reality. But that is thought to be one spiritual reality. And what the Bhagavatam offers us is the 26th Sankhya. Bhagavad Gita also offers us the 26th Sankhya. That means there is 24 elements, which is the analysis of the material world, and there is the soul and there is the supreme. So these three are all form the Sankhya. Today in academic circles, if we see, it is primarily, if we decide to go to and study Indian philosophy, and there if you study Sankhya, the primary version of Sankhya is the 24 Sankhya, where things are analyzed into material world. And because of the widespread influence of monism in India, so 25 Sankhya is also popular. The Bhagavad Sankhya is not much known in academic circles also. So primarily, as it was taught originally, Sankhya was meant to be a means to progress towards Krishna. As it developed historically, it developed strands where Krishna was often lost. And as it is revealed in the Bhagavatam, Krishna is the center, Krishna is the purpose. So, when devotees study Sankhya, we study it to and understand the insubstantiality of the material world and thereby focus on the ultimate substance, Krishna. So, when we see them in the material world things, they look so beautiful and we think there is so much pleasure in these things. But if you analyze, ultimately what is this? Everything that looks so beautiful, it is just earth, water, fire, air, ether. You know, if somebody puts some earth in front of me, somebody some water in front of me, somebody some air in front of me, it's not that I'm going to fall in love with that. It's not that I'm going to sing songs of separation from that. Isn't it? So when we analyze things that way, when we understand this is what it is made up of, then we can get some detachment. And then we can turn towards Krishna. So for us, when we study Sankhya, it is primarily to aid us in our bhakti. But not everyone studies Sankhya like that. Any other questions?